You found the best place for quality internet talk. Around the clock and around the world. TalkZone.com. League of Dads on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Christopher Smith.
Okay, if you are just tuning in or if you're just listening to the show for the very first time, you're probably a little bit probably don't understand where this is coming from. This show is basically a was born from something that actually happened last week. Or probably if you did not listen to the show last week, if you listen, go back into the archives and listen to last week's show. It'll pretty much plug you in for this week's show. All right, before we went on break, I was telling you about the differences. It's simple. And where this is all coming from is because, as I stated, the woman is the one that makes the choice. And when the term just say no is pretty much, they're talking about the woman. The woman is the one that chooses. A man can flatter a woman all he wants. If she's not interested, she's not interested. When a man makes an advance to a woman, not a sexual advance, meaning he buys her flowers or, you know, just says hello, whatever, you know, interest that he may start to show in a woman, then it's up to that woman to say the typicals. He's cute. Oh, he walks funny. You know, he has an odor. I don't know. But nevertheless, it's the woman that chooses. It's the same thing as if we clean up our, if we clean up all the crack users off the streets, there is no need for the drug dealers. You can't have one without the other. They both go hand in hand. So with the comment that was made is what we're talking about. All good black men are either gay or in jail. Stupidest comment in the history of the word, because I don't know how you put gay, good man, gay in jail in the same sentence. And this is where we're at in 2010, or League of Dads Talk Radio. This is what we're talking about. So with that being said, I will always say that if women make better choices, then there's much more harmony in a family. Is this with every situation? No, it's not. No, it's not. And I don't even know why I said that, because I'm going to start saying what I have to say, and I'm not giving a little disclaimers. If you want to get upset about it, then there's nothing I can do about it, nor will I say. But here's a little understanding. This is going to bring my next comment home. I told you about an incident in Alabama that the League of Dads got word of, where the 15-year-old kicked the father in the groin. The 15-year-old girl kicked the father in the groin. Prior to that, it got to that point where then the father punched her in the face. But it got to that because the woman kept going out of the house. She tested positive for drug use, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Here's a woman going out of the window to hook up with a no good individual, 15 years old. So I'm going to say this. With that being said, I'm going to say this. It all starts from when children are small, both men and women. If a woman is taught how to choose, and if a woman, a child, I'm sorry, if a child is taught how to choose, and if a child is taught in a very high standard, then it will, to have that, to hold a man into a very high standard, then it would start, we would see less and less of children in the baby wards and less cases going down for child support. And you probably, the League of Dads will then go out of business. Trust me when I tell you, I would not mind. If I ever have to shut down the League of Dads because we get no more cases, because there's peace and harmony in the community, I'm all for it. So I'm gonna say that, I'm gonna say this. My grandmother on my father's side, she used to always tell me, I used to tell my girls, which are my aunts, they don't bring no one home for me to meet if their house isn't better than ours. And you can equate that with my grandmother's standard. We have a very nice house. Therefore, the individual you chose needs to have a very nice house, because it takes a lot of sweat and work to have nice things. Therefore, it will be to expect it that individual's mother or father taught them to have nice things, therefore they would want nice things. My grandmother taught my aunts to want nice things. And so let's talk about this. You often hear when you watch TV shows, Sarah, yes, Mom, who are you going out with today? Going out with Bobby. Bobby, what's his last name? Bobby Miller. Oh, does his father owns Miller Hardware? Yes. Well, bring him over for dinner so we can meet him. All right. That's how it's done outside of my community, where I'm from. Where I'm from, that's not the case. Where I'm from, it's like this 15-year-old did in Alabama. The guy is absolutely no good. He does nothing, will never amount to nothing. But yet, the 15-year-old child kicks the father in the groin because she wanted to leave the house to get to the no good individual. As I stated when I said that story, if you want to listen to that story, you can look at the arc, listen to the shows there in archive. Don't remember which one it was on a date, but I'm just going to say this. That child was not taught. It's a breakdown. It's not to say if a child will be taught something, then they won't. But in my community, where I'm from, it's just something missing. A lot of children need to be taught that if you strive for something good, if you strive to be great and you fall short, it's good to know that you'll at least be good. Because I believe that the levels in life are, I'm doing okay, I'm doing good, I'm doing great. Alexander the Great, great grandmom, great. When we use that word great, it's big. So with that being said, like me, I am a product of my parents. My father wasn't there like a father, like I wanted him to be. Wasn't tucking me in at night. But my father taught me work ethics. Enough said. I watched my father be real aggressive, and didn't let nobody mess with him. Enough said. So I tried to enforce the same thing with my child. Last year for Father's Day, my child took me to get my nails done. She took me to get my feet done. She took me to a movie, and she took me to get something to eat. My child took me. I drove, though. You know, I just drove. But that's what my child did. I didn't give her a dime. Her mother didn't give her a dime. When I went in my daughter's room after I dropped her off back to her mother, I didn't do it then. I did about a month later. I looked in her safe. I got a key to her safe. She had about $300-something in her safe. And that was what she spent on us that day was $130. I remember she was in the house and she was, Daddy, I need the phone book. Daddy, what's the number to the movie theater? Daddy, what's the number to the... And I just was amazed. But that's what was enforced to me, and that's what I enforced to my child. I told my daughter, don't you ever fix your mouth to ever, ever ask me for a dime. Now, I'm sure there's a lot of parents out there that kids ask them for money. My daughter never, at 12 years old, 13, she's 12 now. Last year she was 11. I'm sorry, 10, and she had turned 11. She was 11. Yeah, she was 11. But to say that, from all the time she came to the office and handled some things for me. My daughter was in charge of advertisement design, which simply means my daughter was just making the flyers in the office. I don't have a giant family size copy, office size copy. I had four brother copiers all in ones, and and you can come into the office, and my daughter would have all those things going, and she would make them, and then after she made them, she would cut them. She would do all this and stack them in stacks of 100. And then at the end of the day, I would say, give me your time card. But the very first day she went in the office, she said, okay, daddy, pay me for the day. And I said, well, give me your time card. She had no idea what I was talking about. So I had to turn to my secretary and say, show my daughter your time card. So then I said to my daughter, where's yours? Oh, you didn't tell me. Wasn't supposed to tell you. You're supposed to know these things. Yeah, I was supposed to tell her, but I like my daughter to use the mind. So with that being said, if we can teach children, if we can enforce these things with children, then it'd be a great thing. A movie that I watched, Gifted Hands with Cuba Gooding Jr. Here's a story about the doctor. I forgot his name, that now, he's a doctor over at John Hopkins in New York. The black doctor, that the first doctor to form the brain surgery. This doctor was a product of a mother that said, you will not look at TV in my house. You will read. So much to the point where all he did was read books. It's a beautiful movie. The name of the movie is called Gifted Hands. A very good movie. And that individual is still living today, and they did a movie on him. Of course, like I said, Cuba Gooding Jr. plays in that movie. And if we as parents can enforce things to our children, then our children would grow up and make better choices. To leave it up to, they would just automatically know is a very trash logic of thinking. When I was working at the post office, I had a gentleman that worked at the post office, had six girls. His oldest was 19. One day, his 16-year-old, and this guy was from Brooklyn, New York. And this is what I got this from him. This individual one day had to go around a back door because they were building a new porch on their house. Their house needed repairs and they were building up the porch. So he had to go in through the back door only to sneak in the house and find his daughter. No, it's not what you think. I know what you're thinking, but only to listen to his daughter on the phone and everything that he recited to his child, his daughter, over her lifetime. He heard his daughter on the phone reciting it to her friend. Yeah. He heard his daughter saying to her friend on the phone, yeah, and I bet he's trying to get you to do this. See, I told you, my dad told me the same thing. Yep. He's just going to do that. That's what guys do. A 19-year-old, he said he started crying because he thought that when he was saying this to his child over the years, his child wasn't listening. But people, I'm here to tell you that everything we do to our children is planting a seed. And like a farmer, when he plants a seed now, he's not going to get the benefits of it tomorrow. It's going to take time for that plant to harvest. So therefore, if you are the type of individual that, you know, talking to your child and I'm gonna be nice when I say this, but I really don't want to be nice, but I know it offend a lot of people. If you have to tell your child something twice, you need to go get yourself checked out, because you need to go to the psychiatrist and ask the psychiatrist who's the mother or who's the father, or who's the parent and who's the child. Telling a child something more than once is the biggest recipe for a disaster, for a child thinking that he or she can do whatever they want. But if we teach our children, then, you know, our children will then understand. That individual, his name was Tony Anthony, when he was telling his daughter these things, I'm going to tell you what he used to say. He used to say to his daughter, who are you talking to on the phone? His daughter would reply, why, daddy? Gosh, why? Listen, don't talk to me like that. I just asked who you was talking to on the phone. I'm talking to such and such. Billy. Okay. Yeah. Then his comment is, yeah. Hey, did you give him some booty yet? No, daddy. Why you ask me that? Oh, I'm just saying, because, you know, that's all the guys want. That's all they want. And he'd walk away. He wouldn't turn it into a conversation. He said, Chris, you know, I'd ask my daughter two or three things and walk away from her. just plant things into her. It worked. You know? So, which brings me back to the majority of the men, I'm sorry, let me back that up. The majority of the women in the community where I'm from, they prefer, it seems as though they prefer a no good man. For whatever reason, I don't know. I have no idea. I have no idea. I can say this. I remember I was at my friend Loretta's house. Me and Loretta, real good friends from high school. I'm going to squeeze this story in before we go on break. I was in high school with Loretta. I started school in 1982. So I met Loretta in 1982. Went to special ed. Me and Loretta and I both went into special ed at the same time. I didn't know Loretta prior to that. We met when we went to special ed. So we were real good friends. I remember sometime around 1994, I was at Loretta's house. Loretta's now married in the family. I'm friends with her husband. Husband comes and work on my house with me sometimes. Her uncle is actually the individual we use to serve letters. He's a constable in New Jersey. I use him. Real cool, real good friends with her grandmother and grandfather. I call them my grandmother and grandfather. Unfortunately, grandfather passed on. Another story. I was at Loretta's house, and Loretta had about 5 or 6 of her girlfriends over, and I came over. I call her Ready Rhett. Hey, Ready Rhett, what's up? One of the girls said, oh, so you're Chris. You're the good man that I heard so much about. I said, yeah, I guess I am. She said, where were you when I was single? I said, I don't understand. She said, where were you at when I was single? To insinuate, I am so good that she would have loved to have had me when I was single. People, I don't believe that. Like I said, I'm a nerd. I don't have the hey baby lines. I don't know how to rap to a woman. I'm not a smooth dude, you know, I'm not. So I replied to her. I said, there are guys like me everywhere. She said, not according to Loretta. I said, let me tell you something. You know, the guy that really asks you for the time and don't have a watch on, he's not asking you for the time because he want to rap to you. That's a guy like me. I said, you know, the guy that holds the door open for you, but don't turn around and say, how you doing, and use it for a pickup line. He just holds the door open for you because it's the proper thing to do. Yeah, that's a guy like me. The guy that when you're at the water fountain and you're bending over to get some water, you turn around and look at him and he's looking the other way. Got his back to you. He wants to give you your moment. Yeah, that's a guy like me. I don't have this franchise. I refuse to believe that I am so good there's no other men like me. I'm not even trying to hear that. What I would understand is that the used car tactics that most women accept is their own. Hey, listen, we got to go on break. When I come back, going to get into finish this thing up, and I'm also going to talk about my thoughts. TalkZone.com is League of Dads Talk Radio. We'll be right back.